Can you take the toilet challenge? Can you sit on the toilet for this whole song? And at the end you can press the button to flush. How does that sound?
Sounds like what I saw at Central Arizona Supply this week. It's a true story. How long ago was that written, Gary? Did they? Does that
How
like
long
a
ago it was written?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably since the beginning of time, since just, you know, human body has to.
Well, since the button thing, though.
That's... Oh, the button thing. Oh, good point.
Yeah. So I don't know if that was a futuristic song or what, but it's here. It's real time now. So I did get to take a tour over at Central Arizona Supply and met with Randy Hunt, who kind of gave me the ins and outs. I just had to see a toilet that cost $17,300 for myself, and it's the NeoRest by Toto.
We've compared it to the crown jewels. Did it have like rubies or diamonds or?
I didn't even see any crystals. No.
No.
No. I, you know, it is if you can call a toilet beautiful. It's so it's. I think it's up high so that it doesn't get scratched or anything. It's very. It is pricey.
And it's, could you road test it?
No, you couldn't. No, couldn't road test it or
now,
nothing.
Now, before I paid $17,000 for a toilet, I would want to road test it. I would definitely want to road test it.
Well, you'll have to talk to Randy about that.
Okay, all right.
But,
okay.
You know, it's if you can picture, it looks like a big pod. It's very, you know, beautifully white finished ceramic piece. And it's just two pieces. It's just the bowl and a lid. So everything is housed inside this unit so that all the bells and whistles and, you know, the flushing mechanism, everything. You don't have like a tank and then a seat. It's all wrapped up in one so they lift the lid and then you can see all the controls back in there. But it also has two extra features, which are the e-water, which is like electrolyzed water. It kills germs that it touches. And then it has Actolite. So when it closes, that light sanitizes the entire surfaces, and it's just like what they do in the hospital, you know, the light.
Like a UV ray?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm,
yeah. Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Hey.
Ultraviolet light. So, but you don't have to spend that much money to get some of those really nice features.
Okay. Where can I start?
You can start at about $5,000.
Okay. That's still a lot for a toilet.
And we did look at two, you know, other brands, but Toto, as you were telling me, is manufactured in Japan. It was one of the first ones that could actually do the low flow toilet thing.
It is the first manufacturer that figured that out, where it worked.
And as Randy very delicately put it, it evacuates the whole toilet. So it's really, really good technology in the Toto toilet.
When low flow came out, we built a home for a man who wasn't happy with the toilet. So we started the conversation in the kitchen. They had moved in. They were been in the house about a week. And he says, "Rosie, love the house. We've just got one dilemma, these toilets." I said, "Well, what's the dilemma? Well, tell me about it." He says, "Well, I'm not going to tell you about it. I'm going to show it to you." And then I got a little nervous. I thought, "Oh, well, yeah, maybe we don't need to do that." So he went to his pantry and got a box of shredded wheat. And we went back to the bathroom, and he poured shredded wheat into the bowl of the toilet, flushed it, and I would say half the shredded wheat was left in the bowl. And so that was kind of a lot of manufacturers' first attempts at low flow.
Well, Randy's...
You had to flush it four times.
Yeah. Randy's point was, you know, a lot of the manufacturers kind of just threw some kind of solution at it, but Toto actually went into the technology, made it work, and so it's well known for that. And it's just a really good quality toilet.
It was a brand no one had heard of until this low flow requirement was imposed, and they overnight, boom.
Well, these bidet kind of toilets, they can start about $5,000, where it looks a little different, of course, than the $17,000 one. But it has the little controls that live. You can mount them on the wall. It has the Actolite, the e-water.
It's hands-free operation.
It is, and you know why it became so popular this year?
It washes and dries you.
If you think you want one, Randy suggests putting your name in the hat now because they're behind in manufacturing all the supply systems.
Is that a pun?
No, it's not. It wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be. But you know, as you can tell, part of this toilet is electronic, and where are electronics made?
So they can get you. They can get you the toilet. They just can't get it to work until
the
chips.
Well, and the shipping is down as well. And now with the Suez Canal kind of backed up, you know, who knows what the supply is going to be. But right now it's 12 weeks out. So, you know, you need to put your name in, because they do keep a waiting list. But the $5,000 one will get you a very nice toilet. And if you start go down to $1,500, you can keep your toilet and buy a washlet, which fits on top of. Of the toilet. You replace your lid with this.
I have actual clients who will remain unnamed who have told me installation of that hands-free wash and dry toilet has actually saved them surgery on that backside.
Well, it also saves a lot of toilet paper, which was kind of the issue of COVID. So
you don't need toilet paper.
They became so popular because that was an option. But everybody had the same idea at the same time. So between that and COVID, they're back-ordered.
About bidets, had that come up at the KBS at all? Yeah.
Well, bidets as a separate unit are kind of out of style now.
Oh, really?
Now it's all getting done in one toilet bidet.
Less space, less expense.
So, but it's heated seats, it's heated water. I haven't found one with mood lights yet, but it does have the ultraviolet cleaning light. And then it has a super gloss finish on it that guarantees it's swept clean after every flush. So I think we can now leave toilets and go to some cleaner conversation.
Kind of spa living sound. That was the next big trend I saw.
Spa living and the development of shower heads and what kind of experience you can have inside your shower. All more and that right here at Rosie on the House.